This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. President Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States, hopefully 47th as well, just released a press release simply saying glad to see Clarence Thomas is healthy and doing well. Justice Clarence Thomas has been released from the hospital. Good news. Did you realize how close we are to disaster in this country? You know, I mean, the borders are open, and what happened in Afghanistan, and what's happening in Ukraine, and World War III could start. Everything's going wrong. Free speech under attack, guns under attack, taxes under attack. They're about to pass new legislation that just is horrible. It's just everything is going wrong at once. And we could even lose the lead we've got in the Supreme Court, which isn't even that good in the first place. The people that are there don't vote our way. But can you imagine if you put liberals in? Like this new one, Jackson. Brown Jackson. Oh, my God. I wouldn't even let her near my children. I wouldn't let her babysit my children, let alone be a Supreme Court justice. We have dropped our level of what is considered okay in this country to levels that nobody ever believed possible. Horrible. I want to talk about this new peer-reviewed research that finds evidence of 2020 voter fraud, which is exactly what I've been saying from day one, despite everybody screaming about switched votes and computer glitches and computer switching votes and Dominion switching votes. I've always harped on only one thing. And that is that, was it five states? First of all, it's all about six states. It's about Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. Those six states were all stolen. And the only ones that mattered are five of them. So you could throw Nevada out where I live. It just didn't matter. It never mattered. If we could have taken Arizona, at least three out of four of Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, so excuse me, at least four out of five, we win by a large margin. You flip around the whole country, you win by a large margin. And because of COVID, they allowed mail-in ballots, and they filled the ballot box with fraudulent mail ballots. That's all I ever said happened. And now there's new proof out, more proof. I mean, we've already seen tons of proof. But there's more proof. By a margin of 52 to 40%, first of all, voters believe cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. That's a Rasmussen Report survey from this month. 52 to 40% voters believe cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 election. That stands in stark contrast to the countless news stories editorializing about no evidence of voter fraud. The myth of voter fraud. Go F yourselves. Liars. Lying frauds. But it isn't just Republicans who believe cheating occurred. Even 34% of Democrats believe it, as do 38% of those who somewhat support President Biden. A broad range of Americans think this. Men, women, all age groups, whites, those who are neither white nor black. Republicans, those who are neither Republicans nor Democrats. All job categories, all income groups, except those making over $200,000 a year. Can you imagine? And all education groups, except those who attended graduate school. Can you imagine? So everyone in America believes massive election fraud happened except people who make over $200,000 a year. How is that possible? I'm in that group. Are you all brainwashed morons? Do you realize Democrats want to take your money away? They want to hand it to people who don't work? You stupid morons. The whole problem is you're all overeducated. You're making $200,000 plus a year specifically because you went to colleges that brainwashed you to become a communist. That's the problem with all of you. But in any case, this article, this commentary says, new research is forthcoming in the peer-reviewed economics journal Public Choice, and it finds evidence of around 255,000 excess votes, possibly as many as 368,000, for Joe Biden in six swing states where Donald Trump lodged accusations of fraud. Biden only carried these states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The same sticks I have quoted again and again and again by a total of 313,000 votes. Excluding Michigan, the gap was 159,000 votes. The point of this work isn't to contest the 2020 election, but to point out that we have a real problem that needs to be dealt with. Americans must have confidence in future elections. Some Trump allies, such as Attorney Sidney Powell, who famously promised to release the Kraken, I never understood what that was about, and then provided no evidence at all, have helped to discredit these concerns. I agree. I liked Sidney Powell, but I thought she sounded nuts. Release the Kraken! Shut up! Give me some proof! Don't say stupid things and never back it up! Yeah. Was she smoking crack? And that's the question. Courts have rejected challenges to the 2020 presidential vote, generally citing the lack of evidence that any alleged fraud would have altered the outcome in a particular state. The Republican plaintiffs argued that since their observers couldn't watch the vote counts, or were prevented from seeing other evidence, they couldn't provide such proof without investigations backed by subpoena power. Still, while some judges have agreed irregularities occurred, they weren't willing to grant discovery in the absence of evidence that fraud could reverse the election. Of course not. A total catch-22. All those judges are pussy cats. That's what they are. I can't say the real word on national radio. I get kicked off. All those judges are cats. That's all I'll say. They were afraid of their own shadow. They didn't want to overturn an election because their house would be burned down. They'd be assassinated. Their wife would be killed. Their wife would lose her job. Their children would be beaten up or murdered at school. Can you imagine the fraud going on in this country and the corporations that believe in the fraud and are part of the fraud and part of the conspiracy and the judges that are part of it and the school systems that are part of it and the principals and the teachers and the deans of colleges? A child of a judge who overturned an election, could never go to school again. It's that bad. That's why no judge overturned it. So, this article goes on to say, signature verification is far from perfect, as election employees have as little as 5 seconds to check a signature. And I don't think anyone even did that in Nevada, where I'm from. There was no person checking signatures. It was a machine. And it was set so low. The bar was set so low. They just said yes to everything. So amidst unprecedented numbers of mail-in ballots in the 2020 election, many states didn't even try to verify signatures. If someone mailed in multiple ballots, there was virtually no way to catch them. And without tamper-resistant photo IDs, fraud is difficult to prove. Unless someone tries voting multiple times in the same precinct, there's zero chance to catch them. So this guy says, my research provides three tests of vote fraud. First, I compared precincts in a county with alleged fraud to adjacent, similar precincts in neighboring counties with no fraud allegations. And so when comparing Trump's absentee ballot vote shares among these adjacent precincts, I accounted for differences in Trump's in-person vote share and in registered voters' demographics in both precincts. In 2016, there was no unexplained gap in absentee ballot counts. By 2020, was a different story. Just in Fulton County, Georgia, my test yielded an unexplained 17,000 votes, 32% more than Biden's margin over Trump in the entire state. With the focus on winning the state, there's no apparent reason why Democrats would get out the absentee ballot vote more in one precinct than in a neighboring precinct with similar political and demographic characteristics. I get it. This all came down to one or two precincts in every state. They stuffed the ballot box when they knew that only Democrats were in charge. He says, next I applied the same method to provisional ballots in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. Contrary to state law, voters were allowed to correct defects in absentee ballots by submitting provisional ballots on Election Day. My analysis found that such permissions in Allegheny County alone contributed to a statistically significant 6,700 additional votes for Biden in a state decided by fewer than 81,000 votes. Finally, artificially large voter turnouts can also be a sign of voter fraud. This fraud could come in the form of filling out absentee ballots for people who didn't vote, voting by ineligible people, or bribing people for their votes. Republican-leaning swing state counties had higher turnouts relative to the 2016 election. Democrat-leaning counties had lower turnouts, except for the Democrat counties with alleged vote fraud, which had incredibly high turnouts. So you get the idea. In other words, this is John Lott Jr. who wrote this, by the way. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. And he's been on this show before. It's everything I said from day one. It was all about six states, and it was all about one county in each of the six states. Just like here in Nevada, it was about Clark County. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Hero 2020. With smash and grabs at a crisis level, every single retail store owner in America should have non-lethal Hero 2020 to fight the thugs. Hero 2020, much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. Perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack and no one dies or gets seriously injured. Do what I did to protect yourself and your business. Get Hero 2020 today at Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Hi, this is Wayne. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades. decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All right, Wayne Ellery, welcome back. In case you did not notice, we were actually off the air for about three quarters of hour number one and the first segment of hour number two. I opened the show live today and did almost the entire opening segment, but then with a minute to go, a cord just fell out of a certain Comrex box here on my desk, and suddenly we weren't on the air, and nobody could figure out what was going on. We ran 1,000 different tests from Dallas to here. And then all of a sudden, Chris, my board op in Dallas, figured out that the line was just loose for the Comrex box and it had fallen out. And we were off the air all that time because of a loose line. So these things happen. It's complicated. You should see the amount of cords that go in and out of my setup here between the TV cameras and the radio studio and the TV studio. There's just 1,000 cords, and one cord was knocked loose in the middle, like right towards the end of segment one of hour one. So it was a replay of yesterday's show for the last hour plus right here. Some of you probably didn't even notice because it was yesterday's show. It was kind of timely. But it was not Wayne, it was Memorex, so just to let you know. By the way, Dave just sent an email. Dave said, Dave from Pennsylvania, great friend of the show, great guy. Wayne, did you hear Disney World remove the words ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls in their bathrooms? They are complete freaking communists. Thank you, Dave. I did not know, by the way. I didn't hear that. I had no idea if they removed male, female, boys, and girls. It's not a men's room. It's not a women's room. It's not a boys, girl, boys or girls room. They're just disgusting people. There's something wrong with Disney. And see, this is the problem with conservatives. You need to stop going to Disneyland and Disney World. Tell them to go F themselves. Here's another, by the way, here's another one. And stop letting your kids ever watch anything on Disney Channel ever again. Disney executive producer admits she regularly adds queerness to children's programming. There's something wrong with these people. It's a mental illness. There's something really, really wrong with them at Disney. They're all mentally ill. The entire Disney is mentally ill. And let me state out loud, you can't sue me. It's an opinion show, it's my opinion, and you're a public company. You're all a bunch of nutcases. You're all mentally ill, you need to go to a mental institution. You shouldn't be allowed near anyone's children. Just crazy. The whole company, you know, has gone insane because they're so angry over this new bill signed by Governor DeSantis, HB 1557. Disney is, you know, at a time where everyone's having a stroke from the vaccine. Disney's executives are all having a stroke without the vaccine because they're so angry that Florida is forbidding instruction in schools on sexual orientation and gender identity to children who are pre-K through grade 3. What do you think about that, Pitar? Do you ever want your children to have that instruction in kindergarten? Pitar is saying no. Absolutely no. Pitar is my videographer, executive producer, director, right-hand man, a partner. What else? Anything I've left out? Everything. He's been directing my shows for 35 years since I got to Los Angeles in 1989. Let me see the math. 89 to 99, 2009, 2019, 33 years. So 33 years he's been the guy who makes sure my face looks good on TV. And he's here today because we're running all kinds of tests for a couple of TV networks that want to run an hour of my radio show. And they want to figure out how best to do it where there's no time delay in my voice. So Pitar's here running TV tests while I'm doing the radio show. Energized Health, and Pitar says no, he doesn't want any of his children ever, or any of his great future grandchildren, to ever learn that they're gay or transsexual, to be lectured by teachers in kindergarten through third grade. Kindergartners and third graders don't know whether they're queer or straight. And they shouldn't know whether they're queer or straight. And they certainly shouldn't be making any decisions without their parents present about whether they're a man or a woman. Whether they want to change their vagina to a penis. Most ridiculous thing in the history of the world. This country is so screwed up at this point. Doesn't know who's on first base, who's on second. Republicans are from Mars and Democrats are from your anus. That's what's going on in this country. Crazy. No, but did you hear what I said, Chris? Democrats are from your anus. Get it? Your anus. You didn't understand that joke? Uranus is a planet, but they're from Uranus, if you know what I mean.
Wink. Yeah, big-time invaders.
Yeah, big-time invaders of Uranus. Yeah. Something's wrong with all Democrats. They're defective. They're completely defective. They need to be brought back to Santa's toy shop. They've got penises, but they should have been given vaginas where their brains are. I'll be right back. Wayne Ellerud.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of bipartisan senators is asking National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on specifics of lethal aid provided to Ukraine. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst and New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand are leading the charge. This, as Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says, we should keep our eyes open about claims that are made as the Russia-Ukraine war goes on.
So we ought not be fooling, and nobody should be fooling ourselves, by the Kremlin's now recent claim that it will suddenly just reduce military attacks near Kyiv. or any reports that it's going to withdraw all its forces.
President Biden has signed a bill making lynching a federal hate crime.
No federal law expressly prohibited lynching until today.
The measure is named after Emmett Till, a black teenager who was brutally tortured and murdered in 1955. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I mean, you know, way down the root's on fire. A minute ago, as we went to break, I was talking about all the problems in America, the idiocy of Disney. And how about this problem? The FBI cyber chief admits to not knowing what the agency has done with Hunter Biden's seized laptop. Nobody knows anything.
about Democrats anyway. I mean, when it comes to a Republican, they still got like Herbert Hoover's wallet, you know? When it comes to a Democrat, they don't have Hunter Biden's laptop from last year. They have no idea where it is. I don't know what to make of this country anymore, but I know that most of it is paid off and rigged. People are on the payroll of the Chinese Communist Party. People are on the payroll of communists around the world. People are on the payroll of all the Mexican drug cartel. All the bad groups have paid off all the politicians and all the government employees. It's disgusting. It really is. Let's get to our guest and also to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Sons of Liberty, many of you know, is our favorite CBD company. They make the highest quality CBD you'll ever use, ever find. And they've partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily, a mega dose. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. You don't have to take a pill. No muss, no fuss. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty's Vitamin D3 Spray. How do you get it? You go to their website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. GoSonsOfLiberty.com, and you get a 15% discount off every product they offer forever when you use the code WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root. So if you're a fan of Wayne Root, if you are a listener to Wayne Allyn Root, WAR15 at checkout at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. 15% off every product forever. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And that brings us to our guest, Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion quarterback with the Washington Redskins. Not the Redskins anymore, but with Washington. Also played with the Raiders. What are they, the Washington Commodores, I think? He played with the Raiders during their 11-year NFL career, and they're not the Oakland Raiders anymore. Everything's changed. They're the Las Vegas Raiders. Representing our title sponsor, GoSonsOfLiberty.com, and sponsor Liberty Projects, the Liberty Projects at VetsAndHorses.com, is none other than Jay Schrader. Mr. Schrader, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you, Wayne?
Is it the Washington Commodores? I can't remember what their name is. Commanders? Commanders. Commanders. Yeah. Okay. I thought they were Lionel Richie's I thought they were teaming up with Lionel Richie with a song about Sunday. Doesn't he have a song about Sunday? Easy like Sunday morning. The Commodores. Yeah, so it's Lionel Richie and the Washington Commodores versus the Washington Commanders. Got it. Kind of silly name. What has the Commanders got to do with anything? I have no idea, but I guess at least it sounds military, so it's not, you know, it's not a wussy name at least, so I'll go with that anyway. And it's better than the Washington football team, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That was the stupidest thing, so yes.
Ever. So we got a couple things you want to tell all my fans about. First of all, Jay Schrader represents the Liberty Projects, and their website's VetsAndHorses.com. And they've got a Liberty Projects golf tournament Friday, June 10th. So it's coming up pretty fast. So we're just about in April. So it's about 2.5 months from now, Friday, June 10th, at the Revere Golf Club in Henderson. Revere, I believe, is part of Sun City, Henderson. And so it's at the Revere Golf Club to support Vets and Horses at Shiloh Ranch, which used to be Tony Curtis's ranch, and they've taken it over. Register at VetsAndHorses.com. So that's number one, Friday, June 10th. Big celebrity golf tournament, VetsAndHorses.com. And then the Vets and Horses Ball and Silent Auction at the South Point Hotel and Casino is on Saturday, August 27th. And how do you go to that ball and support Vets and Horses? Same thing. You register at VetsAndHorses.com. Tell us about that golf tournament. You are obviously the centerpiece of it, Jay Schrader.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun golf tournament. We're trying to raise money for, you know, not only the wild Mustangs that we have here, but for the vet programs that we run with them here. We've got things hot and heavy. We're collecting more horses, and with that comes more fees and more doctor bills and, you know, vet bills and everything else. So we're going to do a golf tournament to raise that. You can come on out. We actually have one of the cool things, Wayne, is we've actually talked the golf course in. We're going to have a couple of our wild Mustangs out there in a pen. So you can actually come see, you know, what we have and get a chance to see some of the wild Mustangs.
All right. You register for the tournament at VetsAndHorses.com. VetsAndHorses.com. Your thoughts? Go ahead.
Go to the event page. Both the events are on there. You can play individual golfers, foursomes, sponsorships. We're looking for sponsorships and all that good stuff to make everything happen. So we would appreciate your support.
All right, and I generally have Jay on to talk a little bit of football, and I know, you know, we have plenty of males in our audience who love football to this day, despite all the kneeling and the disrespect for the national anthem and all that. But a lot of us, including Wayne Root, can't get NFL out of our blood. I've been watching it since I'm 5 years old, and I've been loving it since I'm 5 years old, and playing it since I'm 10 years old, and was a pretty good player in my time, not Jay Schrader player, but pretty good for a street ball. And I want to get your thoughts on the Raiders acquiring wide receiver Devontae Adams from Green Bay, arguably the best wide receiver in the entire NFL over the last 3 years, and he's now on the Raiders. So pretty exciting times for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Very exciting times. The nice thing about it is they have previous history with Derek Carr, so the two of them know each other from college days and everything else. Yes, they've both grown and developed, but it's going to be a nice bond. He's a great addition to the Raiders to go along with Waller at tight end and Renfro in the slot. So it's going to be a lot of fun. They got some weapons this year.
Yeah, until you said that, I completely forgot that they played at Fresno State together, right? Fresno State.
Yeah, Fresno State, yep.
I forgot about that. And he was a prolific quarterback, and Devontae Adams was a prolific wide receiver for Carr. So the two of them have a touch with each other. They know each other's moves. And so they should be able to pick right up on that. And this should be a dynamic duo in the NFL this year.
It really should be. It should, as I said, because you have Darren Waller inside you and Renfro, you have Jacobs at running back, it really allows the Raiders to spread the field. So it'll be exciting to see what kind of offense and how they get things rolling.
Yeah, I mean, as good as Devontae Adams is, and he's probably the best wide receiver in football, the best. I love Renfro. That's my kind of player. I love hustlers. I love little guys, undersized, who play the slot and who just know how to get open and get first downs on third down every time and always catch the ball, always dependable, never cause trouble. That's the position Renfro plays. And, it's good stuff. He reminds me of a guy I used to love on the Dallas Cowboys, Beasley, who wound up in Detroit for a while, but now he's a free agent. Who knows where he'll wind up, maybe back at Dallas. But Renfro's a great player.
He is. He really is. He has the knack for getting open, and, he just catches the ball. And as you said, then he's a tough guy. He gets the yardage that he needs to get, and he also knows that he's a little guy, so sometimes he's got to get down and get out of the way. So, but he's extremely fun to watch, and he's a great route runner, and obviously he's security blanket right now for Derek Carr.
You know what's funny? What I found over the years, tell me if you find the same thing, Jay, but I know a lot of ex-NFL football players who are buddies of mine, and it seems like the little guys, despite being little, being 180 instead of 300 and something, the little guys get less injured lifetime-wise. In other words, my friends who are 50 now that played in the NFL are actually in pretty good shape and don't have terrible arthritis and terrible pains, but the big guys have really bad problems the rest of their life. It seems like, to me, you're better off being a little guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes and no, right? I mean, there's not many positions for the little guy to play in the game, but yes, overall for your body, the game of football wasn't meant to be played by human beings, much less big human beings, and everybody just keeps getting bigger and stronger.
Yeah, no, I just think the little guys are able to avoid the big hits because they're so small it's hard to find them, So they don't get hit quite as much in their career, as like an offensive lineman that's banging heads every second of every game, So or a linebacker who's always hitting people,
The only problem is if you're a little guy and you do get that one real big hit, it could be the end of your career.
It could be.
Yeah. There's that whole, weight and force, adds up. So if you're the little guy, you got to make sure you don't get hit.
What are your thoughts on Deshaun Watson getting traded by Houston to now the Cleveland Browns, and instantly they throw Mayfield away, and he's the instant starting quarterback, Deshaun Watson, and he gets a record-setting contract. The guy's multi-hundred-million-dollar rich for the rest of his life, despite still facing 22 civil cases of sexual misconduct. How do you feel about that?
Not very good. I don't know if you can really feel good. Number one, morally, it's it's hard to swallow. And number two, athletically, he's a good quarterback, but is he any elite quarterback to get that kind of money? I just haven't seen that yet. And knowing that he's taken a year off of football, I don't think that's going to help him. So I have a hard time with it on both ends, but obviously the people in Cleveland want to see if that will work.
They're happy. They're happy he could win them a championship.
Yeah, well, yes and no. I mean, they've got a chance. At least going to be down. Okay, Pittsburgh's going to be down. There's no Ben Roethlisberger in there anymore. But Baltimore will be the team, you know, that everybody's got to battle in that division.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean they were automatic winners in the Super Bowl or anything like that. I meant he gives them their best shot at a championship in decades, so people tend to have amnesia. They just Correct. Forget or don't care about your criminal record if they think you're going to get them closer to a Super Bowl, you know?
Oh, he's definitely an upgrade from Baker Mayfield. There's no question about it at the quarterback position. It's just, you know, is he worthy of the contract that he got? That I don't know. Other guys have done way more.
Hey, Jay, we're running up against the break. We're on the run. Jay Schrader, head to his website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com, GoSonsOfLiberty.com, or VetsAndHorses.com to register for the big golf tournament, VetsAndHorses.com. Thank you, Jay.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. We've got the first big joke from the Chris Rock, Will Smith, brouhaha. What did they find on Chris Rock's face after Will Smith slapped him? And the answer is Fresh Prince. As in Fresh Prince, you know, like fingerprints, but he was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on his TV show. Anyway, crazy, crazy stuff. And by the way, some final thoughts on the whole idiotic Chris Rock Prince thing, Fresh Prince thing, Will Smith thing. A couple things. First of all, didn't I hear for 4 years from liberals that they were offended by Donald Trump's tweets? They were offended by Donald Trump's tweets. But everyone's commenting on the violence on the stage and the slap on the stage, which I think was staged, by the way. The more I look at it, the more I think it was staged. But and if it wasn't staged, he should be arrested for assault. But separate from that, how come I've never heard anyone comment on screaming from your seat on national TV, the F word, screaming, get my wife's name, was it my wife's name out of your effing mouth? Wasn't that what he... So I just find it funny that the same liberals that were offended by Donald Trump's words were so offensive. Nobody said a word about 2 minutes of screaming with the F word knowing he was on national TV. Didn't that offend anybody? That was verbal abuse and a verbal barrage and a verbal assault of epic, disgusting, disgraceful proportions, and nobody cared about that. All they cared about was the potential assault. But what about the verbal assault? And then the second thing is, again, it's an opinion show. It's an opinion I have heard, allegedly. You know, the thing about me is when I hear things from my friends in Hollywood, and I do have a lot of friends in Hollywood, despite me being a big conservative who condemns Hollywood, I have a lot of friends who pass on information to me in Hollywood. And it, so far, it's always been right. I've never gotten bad news from anyone in Hollywood. They always tell me who's gay, who's not, who's doing bad things, who's cheating on their wife, and it always comes out a week later in People magazine or the National Enquirer, and it's true. And then they wind up getting a divorce. So I get great inside information, inside scoop. And I have heard for years that this guy, Will Smith, and his wife have an open marriage. I believe they admitted they have an open marriage, so it isn't even a rumor anymore, or it isn't, you know, good information to me. I heard about it before they came out and admitted it, but everyone knows they have an open marriage, and I've heard they're involved in orgies and all kinds of things like that. So, you know, maybe he shouldn't worry about the words that come out of a guy's mouth. Maybe he should worry about what mouths are on his wife. Maybe he should be a little more worried about that. Your wife is getting screwed by every guy in Hollywood, five at the same time, is what I hear. But again, allegedly, it's my opinion I've heard. So you can't sue me. You're a public figure, and it's my opinion, and I'm an opinion guy, and it's an opinion show. And I've heard from the greatest sources that your wife is just, that's all I'll say, takes on lots of guys. So maybe you ought to worry about that. So that's okay. My wife had sex with 52 men last week. But if you say something bad about her, if you make a joke about her, I will be greatly offended. I'll have to hit you. Really? Maybe you should worry about all the guys screwing your wife. Come on. And then, as I said yesterday, I think the real story is black privilege, especially black wealthy privilege. Because if a white guy slugged a black host, Chris Rock, on national TV, first of all, the white guy would have been tackled by three Navy SEAL bodyguards before you ever got to Chris Rock. And you would have been beaten the crap out of, and they would have moved the cameras away quickly. Well, they beat the crap out of you and held you down and knocked you unconscious. Second of all, you'd be handed over to the police and instantly arrested for assault, and then you go to jail for 2 years. And secondly, your career would be over if you were an actor. Can you imagine a white actor hitting a black guy on national TV? Oh, my God. You're a racist, you're KKK, you're a white supremacist, your career's over, you're blackballed by Hollywood, you'll never work again. So, you know, Chris, I couldn't hear that. I have no idea what you just said.
You know what? I'm just going to do it with you here. You know what came out of Sunday? That was Will Smith's biggest hit since the late 90s.
And it wasn't a hit. That's the other thing I want to say to everybody. I said this on Kevin Wall's show earlier today, the local Vegas radio host Kevin Wall. And I said, you know, look, even if it was real, and it wasn't made up as I think it was, would a real man walk on stage and slap another man? No, you'd walk on stage or you'd run on stage and you'd tackle him, get him on the ground, and start hitting him in the face. That's what a norm, if you really wanted to assault somebody, that's what you do. Have you ever been in a real fight and seen anybody slap anybody? I mean, are you kidding me? So it's not real just from that standpoint. Nobody slaps anyone. And second of all, the thing is you take it up with him at the after party, the Oscars after party. You know, I could see PR saying he laughed at the joke, but then he steamed about it and discussed it with his wife, so I heard she was. And in the after party, he walked up to Chris Rock and an altercation started, and he hit Chris Rock. I could picture that as real. Nobody does what he did on national TV yesterday unless it's either just totally fake to get PR for the Oscars, or you're mentally ill. And maybe maybe Will Smith's mentally ill. I don't know. But my guess is that the whole thing was staged. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 coming up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.